Can someone come here, sit here to read if then it's required? Where did we cover Brother Usman? Which organs? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تفتح لنا باب العلم والحكم والفهم وتغلق بها عنا باب الجهل والظلم والحماقة وتكون لنا بها وليا ونصيرا ومرشدا يا نعم المولى يا نعم النصير Up to now, by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this series, to understand how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness in the light of the ascension of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You have learned about how to wake up from this earthly, sinful, heedless life and how it deceives you. And it is not enough waking up. Let's say fire is in the house is on fire. Yes, the first thing is that you should wake up, but it is not enough waking up and still lying on that bed. You will be still burnt out. To jagna ghaflat se ye kafi nahi hai. Aag lagi hui hai, aap soye the, jaag gaye, lekin wahan lete rehte hain to aap jal jayenge. So to wake up, jab jagna hai, and then you need to make an exit from that place. Ye zameen jo hai, ye yahan khaishat ki wo shaitani aag lagi hui hai. This is on this earthly life. There are flames of desire, flames of passion. There is fire on. We are on fire. Now, to get up, or make an exit from this earthly life, sinful life, you need to sit up and get a buraq, a kind of a buraq for you. And as he said, that the buraq has four legs, and they represent aqeedah. What is your world view? What you think about Allah, what you think about the world, and what you think about yourself. What is your belief about shaitan and angels? What is about hereafter? If this does not change, then you have no foundation. You are never going to change. So belief gives you a light, a foundation by which your view changes, world view. Because if you still think the world is forever and bad things are okay to do, there's benefit in there, and you still think you are the major person, not the being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not at the center, you are at the center of life, and angels are the superior creation, not the shayateen, and you follow them, then you really cannot make a permanent change in yourself, because all the time you are going to come back to your beliefs, whatever they are. So that's why the belief part is the most important part. The fiqh only gives you rulings. Once you have the foundation, a worldview, a view, a change of mind, then what to do, what not to do, that's what the fiqh does. It just gives you rules and regulation. It doesn't force you. So that's why there are many people who are knowledgeable, but they are not acting upon their knowledge. Because do's and don'ts cannot encourage you unless you have in your view something to lose or something to gain. So when you know that you will be loser if you lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, you can go in hell or you can achieve paradise. These motivate you to follow the fiqh rulings and the rules and regulations. So the persons whose beliefs will be weak, or if they're not weak, he's not refreshing it. He's not refreshing it now and then. That's why in the Quran, you don't find just a chapter on hell, and then all details of hell is mentioned, and then there's nothing. For example, there's 114 chapters in the Quran. It's not like that one chapter is on hell, one chapter is on beliefs, one chapter is on paradise, one chapter is on fiqh, one chapter is on salah, one chapter is on hajj, one chapter is about Allah, one chapter is about shaitan, one chapter is about dunya. You see, it could have been divided like this, and that's why, like human beings do. But I think my belief is that human beings are not clever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and all-wise. So how he have arranged his book, that is the best. And how human beings, they categorize things, that is for studying, for understanding maybe, but to woke, but to change a person, change a life, it is not sufficient. So in the chapters of the surahs of Quran, you find a ruling of fiqh. At the same time, you will find maybe after a few verses the punishment in the hereafter of not following that ruling, or the reward in Jannah of following that ruling, or about shaitan, or about the greatness of Allah, or about the universe. You see, you find a mixture. This is what's going to benefit human nature. That's how you should take the dose of knowledge every day like this. So don't, for example, study a book on Akhirah and then put it down. Because the benefit of that will go away after a few days. So what you want to do is, now and then in the week, frequently refreshing yourself about matters of hell, the reality of dunya, fiqh, beliefs, and there should be a kind of a mixture. Then, inshallah, it's going to have effect. Repentance, the third leg, you have heard yesterday, ke toba kya hoti hai. What is the real toba? What is the toba? The complete and kamil toba. What Rasulullah sallam, what he considered toba. Repentant person. Who is ta'ib? Who is the person? Kaun hai toba karne wala? وہ آپ نے سنا تو جس طرح کی توبہ ہم کر رہے ہیں وہ توبہ ٹھیک توبہ نہیں ہے. This is توبہ of lying people. وہ تو صرف ایک ہے temporarily, I've done wrong, I'm not going to do it again and nothing else changes. وہ تو ایک one of the conditions of توبہ is feeling remorse and things. But the tawbah does not complete with remorse, just regret. You are regretting and killing people. You kill a person, I regret I killed him. Kill another one, I regret again. Kill another one, regret again. Wo tawbah, wo maafi hoti hai. Ye maafi nahi, mujhse galti ho gayi, ustaz ji ya falan kisi se bhi mujhe maaf kar do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everyone if this is forgiveness. If this is maafi, if this is forgiveness, then everyone is forgiven. They can every day they say 100 times, Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah. Doing again and again 100 times in a day. Everyone saying Astaghfirullah, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. You are forgiven people then. No problem. But that's not the real forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive like that. So you go, forgive me, I've done a mistake. If you have not fulfilled the conditions of that forgiveness, the right person who understands, he's not going to forgive you. Because he knows you have not fulfilled. It's only that you do it tomorrow again. Please forgive me. Maafi de do mujhe. Main istighfar kar raha hu. اللہ سے یا بندے سے. حضور علیہ السلام سے جب تو انہوں نے صحابہ نے غلطی کی یعنی ڈیلے کیا جنگ میں جانے کا, تو پھر آپ علیہ السلام نے ان کا معاملہ اللہ کے حوالے فرمایا, جب تک درستگی نہیں ہوگی یہ تمہاری اللہ کی طرف سے نازل ہوگی. تو 40 دن بعد لقد تاب اللہ, اللہ پاک نے توبہ نازل کی ان کی. After 40 days or so, the tawbah, the acceptance of tawbah from Allah, and 40 days, and these sahaba were day and night crying and weeping, and at that time as well. وَلَثْلَاثَةَ الَّذِينَ خُلِفُوا. So don't be confused and deluded by maafi and tawbah and forgiveness. اس سے دھوکا مت کھائیں. آپ سمجھتے ہیں میں تو معافی مانگی ہوئی ہے, اب بندے نہیں معاف نہیں, اللہ نہیں معاف, سمجھتے رہے میں نے معافی مانگی ہے, میں نے توبہ کی ہوئی ہے, میں نے استغفار کیا ہوا ہے. تو معافی اصل میں جب اللہ پاک نہیں دیتا تو اس کا مطلب ہوتا ہے تم اپنی درست اصلاح جب تک نہیں کرو گے اور شرطیں پوری نہیں کرو گے. تابو و اصلاحو, آئی مینشن ٹو یو ان دا ورس آف قرآن, that this does not happen, make sure this does not happen, and you change your attitude to actually life, like it was mentioned about different things, then really is that repentance and maafi and tawbah. Mujahida, you also know. Then we said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting on Miraj, sitting on the Buraq, went to Masjid Aqsa, and that refers to good company. And then from there to so 7 skies, 7 asmanu pe Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tashreef le gaye. For us, what is the 7 skies for us? Is the 7 organs, to purifying the 7 organs. And we covered some of them, tongue, eyes and ears and stomach. Today we are going to cover some more. Yes, Brother Usman, regarding hands.
Footnote 26:40.
On page 322, page bhi bata dein.
The person traveling the path must keep his hands from reaching towards unlawful acts. For example, he should restrain his hands from caressing unrelated people of the opposite gender.
This means touching na-mahram. Caressing, this is referring to touching na-mahram, no matter you are uncle, but it is na-mahram for you, for example, or you are teacher, so for the alim or for the peer or the sheikh, it is not allowed to touch na-mahram in, for example, doing a dam or actually blowing or anything like this, or any other person to touch actually this.
He should restrain his hands from using electronic equipment, for example, television, radio, computer, phone, etc., towards unlawful ends. He should restrain his hands from reaching towards the property of others in order to steal it. He should restrain his hands from writing words that will hurt people, and so on.
So it means that anything which hands can do unlawfully, that is, if a person purifies, stops from these things, then their hands, they are very high, they are reached the, like the sixth sky. وہ تو چھٹے اسمان پہ پہنچ گئے جنہوں نے ہاتھ کو روک لیا. حضور علیہ السلام نے فرمایا المسلم من سلم المسلمون, مسلمان, مسلم is that person from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are at peace. من لسانه ویدیه. A Muslim is that, but this is definition of Muslim of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum to kehte hain hum Musliman hain, roz kehte hain. And then we are violating rights of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the tongue and with the hand. We are doing zulm and all these type of, like, to use any electronic equipment, television, radio, computer, phone, internet. Hands are used, driving to places, using hands, things like this. That's what in Tawbah it means, that to cut off these means. If you are misusing them, cut off them. You can live without phone. You can live without internet. People have been living. But you cannot live without Allah, really. You cannot live without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you will be destroyed. Living without phone or anything is possible. So, saving yourself, like Rasulullah SAW said, Al-Muslimu, Musliman wo hai ki jiski zuban se aur jiski haathon se dusre Musliman mahfooz hain, salamti mein hain. To ye yahi cheez jaa karti hai ki ye Musliman banne, log to kehte hain hum ruhani banna chahte hain, hum buzurg hain, hum banna, hum kehte hain ye jo tariq ya this course of tariqa Muhammadiya is to make you do tawbah and become a good Muslim. Ye to bano. And these people, at many people at this time who say we are shayukh, we are mashayikh, they really are not even teaching these things to people and thinking they are getting very high, teaching them little bit of zikr and eating together and little bit of other things. Really, they are not teaching them at even things to become a good Muslim. Let aside things to become a wali, a friend of Allah. So that's why we say, the people ask, this course is not the tariq like any other tariq. It is from the baby level to higher level to teach the person, to make a person a good, wake up. Others say that you come to us, we'll guide you. You come, I am the sheikh, you come to us, I'll guide you. Our Shaykh say that even people don't come, you go to them and you actually wake them up if they are asleep. The others say, we are sitting in the center, we are not bothered. If the people who will come will teach, who doesn't come, let him go in hell. Lekin hamare tareeke mein hai bhai, jamaat mein jana, daawat dena, bahir nikna, mulkon mein jana aur shahron mein safar karna, pubbon mein jana, clubbon mein jana, bazaar mein jana, کہ لوگ جو غلط رستے پہ ہیں ان کو بھی جگانا ہے جا کے. تو دوسرے تو یہ نہیں, وہ تو اپنی بے عزتی سمجھ, ہم کیوں جی ایک ملک سے دوسرے ملک یا ایک گھر سے دوسرے گھر, فرام ون ہاؤس ٹو اندر ہاؤس آن دا اسٹریٹ ہم چل کے جائیں کسی کے گھر. ہم تو عالم صاحب ہیں, مولانا صاحب ہیں, مفتی ہیں, پیر ہیں. اینڈ دے سے دا آلویز دی تھرسٹی کمز ٹوورڈز دا ویل ڈزنٹ گو ٹوورڈز دا تھرسٹی. کہ پیاسا کنویں کے پاس آتا ہے کہتے ہیں, کنواں پیاسے کے پاس نہیں جاتا. ہم ان کو یہ کہتے ہیں کہ پیاسا کنویں کے پاس آتا ہے جب اس میں پیاس ہو, جب پیاس ہی نہیں ہے تو کنویں کے پاس وہ کیوں آئے گا. When the person doesn't have thirst, then how is he going to come towards the well? Then somehow the well have to approach him to create thirst. اور ویل کیا سب سے بڑا سمندر ہدایت کا, دا گریٹسٹ اوشین آف ہدایا اینڈ ویل آف گائیڈنس واز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ اف یو گو ان دا اسٹریٹس آف مکہ سم ٹائم ان دا فیسٹیولس آف مشرقین ان مکہ ٹو گیو داوا, سم ٹائم ان دا سٹیز آف طائف, سم ٹائم ان ادر لوکیلٹی, ہو از گریٹر دین ہم. اینڈ دیز علماء اینڈ ادر پیپل, اسکالرز اینڈ پیرز اینڈ مشیوخ, they are supposed to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where are they following him? They're just sitting on their wage and their money in the mosque, and if 10 people come, fine, they are happy, less people have come, less problem, less question they are. 20 people come in the mosque for zawiya, they are happy. But yes, for to do, take money, they'll go on TV, they'll go on everywhere, at least give me. But to give them deen, they don't give. پیسوں کے لیے تو دیکھ رہے ہیں نا آپ نے, علماء بھی پیر بھی چکر لگا رہے ساری دنیا کا, ٹی وی پر بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, ویسے بیٹھے ہیں, ہمیں دے دو اللہ کے لیے, ہم اللہ کے لیے بہت کام کر رہے ہیں. تو پیسوں کے لیے وہ آئیں گے, دین دینے کے لیے کہیں گے آپ تم جانو, تمہارا کام جانو, ہمارا کام ہو گیا. وی آر میٹر. سو دیز آر پیپل ہو آر سیلنگ دا دین فار دنیا. تو یہ ہے میٹر. سو وی ہیو این ایگزامپل ان دی لائف آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ناٹ ان اینی ون ایلسز. Whoever is closer and following him, he is the real alim, he is the real. So Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was asked, who is alim? آپ علیہ السلام سے سوال ہوا کون ہے عالم, آپ نے یہ نہیں فرمایا جس کے پاس بہت زیادہ علم ہو, بہت زیادہ اس میں he has very much knowledge of actually this thing. And Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the one who most fears Allah, he is alim. سب سے زیادہ جس میں خشیت ہے الہی وہ ہے عالم, جس کی زندگی گناہوں سے بچی ہوئی ہے. اور اللہ, ورنہ تو علم اس طرح کو تو شیطان کے پاس کم ہے. If it merely knowledge, but he doesn't have خشیہ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, انما یخش اللہ من عباده العلماء. انما یخش اللہ, the really people who fear from Allah are the ulama. This means the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient, they are the ulama in the sight of Allah and his messenger. Other is merely narrating knowledge, that is good as a means. لیکن عالم کی شان اسی میں ہے کہ یہ جب وہ اپنے علم پر عمل کر رہے ہیں, علم پر عمل نہیں کر رہا تو اس کی زیادہ پکڑ ہے, وہ دوسروں کو گمراہ کرے گا. سو دے شوڈ بی ٹیچنگ دیز تھنگ بٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سمپلی ٹو مسلم. آپ علیہ السلام اس طرح بھائی ہاتھوں کو سنبھال کے رکھو, زبان کو سنبھال کے رکھو, شرمگاہ کی حفاظت کرو, وہ تو یہ تعلیمات دیتے رہے ساری زندگی. وہ ہمارے یہاں لڑا رہے ہیں, دے آر کوزنگ کنفلکٹ ود ایچ ادر, دس از وہابی, دس از فلان, دس از. وین یو ہیو دا ٹروتھ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آلسو پریچ دا ٹروتھ, بٹ وین یو پریچ دا ٹروتھ دا فالس ہوڈ آٹومیٹکلی گوز اوے. فالس ہوڈ ایکچولی جسٹ گوز, وین دا لائٹ کم ڈارکنس گوز اوے. But if the darkness is there and you are not bringing light, just condemning the darkness, darkness is bad, curse on the darkness, etc., etc., nothing is going to happen. That's what there is. But if you light one candle of truth and amal and practice, that he will take darkness away. So that's why we say, light yourself first and bring some light somewhere. And then inshallah from one candle, another candle can be lit. Yes, Brother Swami.
The wrong is the act of disobedience which the lower self desires. The path is interested in taking people who experience the world from an ego center. For example, I want this, I want that, I like this, I like that, I don't like that, I hate him, he offended me, how could he do this to me? Who does he think I am? His slave? I am pretty smart, I am good looking, I am ugly, I am happy, I am depressed, and so on. And making them into people who experience Allah's creation from an Allah-centric, non-ego-centric point of view.
Before we go into this, the next part where Rasulullah traveled, major part was the tongue, ears, eyes, hands. That's how they have related to the heart and mind, as you are seeing. And you've heard the message which Brother Ilyas was giving. It is very worrying message. We are closing eyes thinking nothing is happening in the unseen world. Allah does not know anything about us, what we are doing. Nothing is happening. Rasulullah ﷺ does not, angels do not know. It's not like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلِ اعْمَلُوا, say to them, practice. فَسَجَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ, Allah will see your amal. وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and the messenger and the believer. ثُمَّ تَرَدُّونَ عِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. So they are, the good ones are being valued now even. And we are giving this very serious message that if we do not change, we are not willing to sacrifice, then imagine in fire of hell what's going to happen. Fire of hell. Someone related, these people who listened to songs and whose a singer died, and someone saw them in the kashf, in the barzakh. Usko itni punishment ho rahi thi, the singer, that because she or he have been singing and things, that something like the core of the earth, something like the core of earth was entering their private parts and all the time coming out of their mouth because of the sin of singing. Kabar mein is tarah ka azab hota hai gana gaane walon ko aur gaane walon ko. کہ ان کے شرمگاہوں سے داخل کوئی چیز ہو رہی ہے اور منہ سے نکل رہی ہے, کیونکہ دنیا میں وہ منہ سے ہی یہ سارا کچھ کرتے تھے. اور and they were, why the punishment reflects what person, because the songs and all these things which are lewd, and meaning we mentioned with the unlawful songs, that they entice people towards doing bad things, obscene things, zina and all these things. When anyone was listening, the person who saw this related discussion, he said that when anyone was listening in this world their song, they were being lashed by angel with every song which anyone listened. Jab koi duniya mein gana sun raha hai, wo farishta usko koda maar, aisa koda ke pahad par lage to pahad do tukde ho gaye. And then the visionary also said that I could not bear to see what other punishments were coming on them as well, like their head, their angels were plucking each hair of them, ek ek baal se wo pakad ke khench rahe the, and with every pull all them, the mind and brains were coming out, and again they were coming together. And is tarah ki saza hoti kabar mein, عذاب القبر, مزاق نہیں جو آپ سن رہے ہیں. So be serious and have mercy upon you. کوئی بچائے گا نہیں وہاں سے. No one is going to save you there except Allah and your deeds. It's a much serious matter. یہاں تو ہم comfort zone میں بیٹھے sitting comfortably and doing sins and little bit of pleasure here and there and there. Imagine being in that state. تو خاص طور پر جو لوگ فلمیں بیچتے ہیں, سانگز بیچتے ہیں, دے آر ویری ویری سیریس میٹر, بیکاز ادر پیپل آر ایون آفٹر دیئر ڈیتھ, یہ جتنے سنگر گزرے اگر توبہ نہیں کی, اف دے ہیو ناٹ ریپینٹڈ اینڈ دے ہیو ڈائڈ, اب ہر گانا جب لگتا ہے ان کو اس کی سزا مل رہی قبر میں. یہ جتنے سنگر تھے توبہ اگر نہیں, اف دے ہیو ناٹ ریپینٹڈ اینڈ ڈائڈ ود ایوری سانگ, لائک رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ قابیل کلڈ حابیل دا سن آف آدم علیہ السلام, they were both brothers and he did something wrong, he killed him, and now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said every person who is killed thereafter on life of earth, he is also given a portion of that punishment because he was the first one to do. And now we can also see that those people who think we are descendant of a prophet, we are descendant of a wali, even if we do wrong thing, we have to wo Adam alaihi salam ka direct son hai, uski to bakhshish nahi hui, he has not forgiven, because you are the son of Adam, it's okay you killed your brother, doesn't matter, you are a son of a great person, Sayyidina Adam alaihi salam. Aur aaj to kehta hai ji main, person says I am, my great grandfather is, was a wali of Allah and I am the devil of time. It won't matter them. But what they are, unless actually that you change. If Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's son and Nuh alayhi salam's son, who are one of the great prophets, they have been punished because of wrongdoing, and today's who are giving you, I am descendant of such a such peer, I am gaddi nishin, I have this, you know, you will be also forgiven because of me, I can pray for you and things. These people are just taking you on a trip to hell, themselves and you as well. So be sure, these are the stories of Quran, of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Yes, if the minor sins are doing, major sins they are protecting them, then people are forgiven. Minor sins are forgiven because of many amal, then barakats of ancestors also come. But if a person is rebellious, then it's a matter of great concern. So don't be confused by it. Okay, we read it at note 26. Uh, 42, aapne padha, now yes, carry on.
The person traveling the path must try to bring to mind throughout the entire day that Allah is watching over his creation and that he knows all. The person traveling the path must continue to do this until there are no periods of time during the entire day in which he is unaware of Allah's watching over his creation.
Now, as I was saying, that we are going towards from the seven organs, when then Rasulullah ﷺ went to Baitul Ma'mur, where Prophet ﷺ went the night of Miraj, the Kaaba above the heavens. Although there is this Kaaba is also all the angels of the lower heavens, they also worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the direction of this Baitul Ma'mur. So there is a part of it on every sky. Baitul Ma'mur ko jo Baitullah, uska ek hissa har asman par hai. Every sky has a Baitullah, which is under, but on the top, the highest one and the most closest to Allah is Baitul Ma'mur, the Kaaba under, above the seven heavens. There Rasulullah ﷺ went and saw the angels were doing the tawaf of the Kaaba. Aap alayhi salam waha tashreef lege, waha farishte tawaf kar rahe the Kaaba. So what does the Baitul Ma'mur or the Kaaba of heavens and the angels surrounding it, what does it mean for us? For us, it means purification of the mind. Your brain is like the Baitul Ma'mur, and the thoughts which actually are encircling are like the having pure thoughts. Once you reach this stage, it's as though you've reached there. That's your Miraj. Rasulullah ﷺ, in between Miraj, this came Baitul Ma'mur. He reached here. For me and you, after seven organs, if we think our mind and the thoughts wandering in the mind should be pure like angels, we have reached Baitul Mamur. So look, purification of the mind. Angels doing tawaf, it's the example of thoughts in you. So try to understand. کہ حضور علیہ السلام کے لیے تو بیت المامور میں جانا وہ معراج کا ایک حصہ تھا, ہمارے لیے سات ہزار کے بعد دماغ کو پاک سوچیں پھریں ہر وقت پاک اور صاف سوچیں, یہ ہے بیت المامور تک پہنچا. اٹس لائک ریچنگ بیت المامور. وی آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو گو ان ہیون اور اینی تھنگ. فار اس دس از دا اسینشن, فار اس دس از دا جرنی ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. سیون اسکائیز ریپرزینٹ سیون آرگنز, and Baitul Mamur represents the mind, and the angels represent the thoughts. So we are going to learn about the mind now. So Brother Usman, if you can come on, and everyone on page 319 from the or page 318 from note 2618, which is the purification of mind.
Once a person traveling the path has the seven body limbs under reasonable control, he should proceed to learn how to control his thoughts also. The first thing such a person should realize is that thoughts come from multiple sources.
Okay. So once the Shaykh is saying that once you have controlled seven organs under reasonable control, then he should proceed to learn how to control his thoughts also, purification of the mind. And the first thing such a person should realize is that where the thoughts come from, then how thoughts are made and how to stop them, suppress them, redirect them, how to actually stop thinking bad thoughts. So firstly we know the sources. Yes. Number one, A.
Inspiration from Allah. For example, a thought about Allah's unity.
Okay. This is the thought which is called ilham. Ilham, inspiration of Allah. Something good coming to you. It can come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thought of Allah's unity, and only Allah this comes, any knowledge, inspiration, good thought, it can be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. B, whispers from shaitan and his army of jinn, and human beings also. A thought that causes doubt in one's belief, or centers around acts of disobedience and haram. So second source can be shaitan, as I said, that he has the power to send thoughts in you. It's like a wire, you connect with computer and you can send images in the computer. That's how shaitan can do as well. And he does this to those people who are neglectful, who are forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if the screen will be blank, only then something will come. And if something is already showing on the screen, good, then the other thing cannot come. It will just stay wherever it is. So persons whose mind screen is with Allah, shaitan cannot penetrate that. So second one, source can be where it can come from shaitan. So a person is not sinful because of shaitanic thoughts unless they accept them, entertain, reflect upon them, put them into action. So a person should not worry about unintentional thoughts. Unintentional thought meaning which you do not want their coming. Even if they are bad, very bad, it doesn't matter. You are not sinful for that. Unless you do two things. You put them into practice, or you like them. If you dislike them and don't put into practice, a hadith of Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah SAW said, Inna Allah Ta'ala tajawaza an ummati. Allah has forgiven my ummah, overlooked my ummah from thoughts, bad thoughts, until they manifest them, unless they manifest them through speech or action. So Prophet ﷺ said that any thoughts come to my ummah from shaitan or bad thoughts even, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold them accountable unless they don't put it into action, they don't act upon it, and they don't speak about them to other people. So this is a very, very useful hadith. All hadiths are useful, but for regarding mind and thoughts. Because some people get very upset when they are getting thoughts. No. You don't bring yourself, but any intention, so let them come and go. They won't bother you. Okay. Number 3. Message from hidden angels. A thought that centers around the act of rebellion. So sometimes, as in the books it comes, there is an, like shaitan put bad thoughts, there is an angel whose name is Mulhim. Mulhim. Mulhim means the one who does ilham. He puts good thoughts in the person. You know, don't do this. This bad thing. Pray two rakat nafal. Go here. So these thoughts, when they are coming from, they can be from an angel. And bad thoughts actually from shaitan. Number 4, everyday thoughts from the person's own conscience. A thought about one's relationship with another human being. Type D thoughts are usually affected by what the person sees, hears, smells, tastes, touches, or feels inside. So fourth is from your own nafs. From your own nafs, or own conscience and own mind. And they will be mixture of depending upon what you have been hearing, what you have been seeing, who you have been meeting, what you have been smelling, tasting, touching, feel inside. So the nafs thoughts are like this. They will come in you because of these things. It's also important to note that the thoughts can be divided into 5 categories in relation to the state of heart that they lead to. So regarding, are they haram or makruh or jais? They are 5. Now we are coming to the next category. Ke kaun si soche guna hoti hai, kaun si soche jais hai, kaun si soche makruh hai. Kuch soche makruh hai, kuch haram hai, aur kuch jo hai, wo mubajais. So 5 categories. First one, thoughts that lead to a farz or wajib state of the heart, such as loving Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, they are one type of thoughts. Ek kisam to wo hai ki jab Allah ka aur uske Rasool ﷺ ki mohabbat ya unke bare mein jo cheez usko madad kare, wo jo hai badi ala soch hai. It is a virtuous thought, kyunki wo lead kar rahi hai to something which is wajib, like loving Allah, His Messenger. So for example, I say to you, when we do the muraqabah, we say think about Allah, think about the name of Allah, ponder over creation, look at the Medina Sharif of the Prophet's mosque and think about, these are thoughts, but they lead where to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love and greatness. Some people ask, how can we look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name? Where is the evidence for that? I say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna fi khalqi samawati wa ikhtilafi al-layli wa an-nahari la-ayatin li ulil. Allah has said, in every my creation are my signs. So if in the sun is there, you look at the sun, you find the sign of Allah. Allah said, Yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samade, ponder, they do maraqba and reflect over the creation of heavens and earth. So if looking at the moon is a sign of Allah, if looking at the sun, sky, rain, trees, animals, if looking at you even is a sign of Allah, your creation of Allah as well, then you are asking a question about looking at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what is that? That is the greatest sign to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. looking at trees, outside rivers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder over them, think about them. They are signs to Allah. La ayat, they are signboards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person says the signboard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the other creation, and Allah's name itself is the greatest signboard to Allah. It is the name of Allah, the person, the being itself. So this is category one for thought which lead to. Number two, thoughts that lead to mandub, meaning optional, rewardable, nafal states of the heart, such as preferring others over oneself in one's heart. Yani wo sochein ke jo kisi jaiz kaam ki taraf, achhe nafal kaam ki taraf le jati. Kuch sochein aisi hoti hain, kuch sochein hain jo wajib, jo zaruri siftein hain dil ki, unki taraf le jati. Bas Allah Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam se mohabbat karna, ye zaruri hai. To kuch sochein udhar le jati hain, kuch sochein jaiz kaamon ki taraf, yani mustahab. Now we go on page 319. Thoughts, number three, that lead to mubah states of the heart, such as happiness or depression, which are not lawful or unlawful, we can say, but they are just mubah, lawful, yani jaiz. So thoughts which leads to happiness or depression or any, these thoughts would be considered lawful, mubah. Number four, thoughts that lead to makruh states of the heart, such as miserliness of heart. Thoughts which lead to makruh states of the heart. So, aisi soche, jo makruh amal ki taraf bande ka dil le jayengi, bande ka khayal aur amal le jayengi. And finally, thoughts that lead to haram states, which we are going to cover inshallah soon, of the heart, such as arrogance, envy, hasad, they are these. So bad thoughts above are the haram thoughts are the last one, the fifth one is the thing which we need to stop, which is necessary to stop these thoughts because they become intentional at that level. Achha, now we go into how to control these thoughts. Ab hum usme ja rahe hain, purification of the mind. So now there are two basic techniques used in tazkiyah, in the state of mind. Two basic approaches or techniques. Yes, Brother Usman.
Sir, there are two basic approaches to thought control. A, suppression, i.e. stopping the thought altogether. This is the method taught by the teachers of the path and is the harder one to learn. B, redirection, i.e. to start thinking about something else. As the mind can concentrate on only one major subject at a time, this method is easy to learn and employ even by those who are not following the path. Hmm.
So there are two basic techniques. One is suppression, how you can suppress or stop the thought by force. This method is little bit difficult. We'll go into some detail how you can use that as well. But the other which our mashayikh and mostly they use and they tell people is redirection. So redirection means that you just start, instead of suppressing the evil thought that it shouldn't be there, you're going to break it into parts and then stop it, you just start thinking about anything lawful, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or anything whatsoever, about bread. You're thinking about haram things and now you start thinking about bread and your work and money and things, that's fine. So redirection, we'll go into a little, is very easy to follow because the mind is, you only have one mind, at any one time it can't think of two things. So this is the principle behind it, the secret behind it. The mind cannot at any one time think of two things exactly at one, because you only have one mind, you are one person. So your bad thought is coming, instead of fighting with it, it will come more and more in you. You just start thinking about your work, your family, akhirah, dunya, jannah, anything, and it's going to go away because it can't be there. It's like the computer screen. You see, if I'm showing this picture, then I'm showing this picture. The next one, actually, only one picture, for example, come in the mind at a time. So if this is there, then actually the other does not come. So when I'm going to press it, then other is going to come. This one. That's a separate one. So if this is the, regarding the thought of Allah and His Messenger is there, now the evil thought, you see the whispered part have gone. So understand, you are like this screen, that's how your mind is as well. It can only think of one thing at a time. So when the evil comes, you just change the screen, think about goodness, and the evil will go automatically. Rather than when you start fighting with it, then it will stay there, but you are fighting with it. But the thought is not going to go away, the image is not going to go away. But these are, both techniques are used by mashayikh and in tazkiyah. We are going to go in little detail how you are. So now, although little bit, this is now little bit difficult, but try to understand, we should also use our mind. Learn the art of thought control. Learn the art of thought control. Okay, bhai, this is something which you can learn. This is called the suppressing technique. So, Brother Usman, yeah.
Learn the art of thought control. In order to learn thought control, the person must understand that a complete thought consists of four parts.
Yes. Now, if you would not know what the thought is, what is comprises of, how are you going to control it? When you don't know how many parts it have, what's the reality, you can only control then what is a thought. If someone asks you, what is a thought? And you, if you just say it is thought, it's a thought, well, that's not understanding. So, a thought, complete thought consists of four parts. Yes?
A visualization of a subject. B, a visualization of a predicate. C, an affirmation of a link between the subject and the predicate. D, a conviction, confirmation that the above link is true.
Now, I will give you, now this example I read for you, although this is a little bit difficult to understand. So example is already given. So let's say someone says so and so, for example Bashir. For example, Bashir is a worthless person. I believe that's implied. You say Bashir is worthless person. This is a thought has come in your mind. Aye bada bekar banda hai. Bashir jo hai bekar banda hai ya bura banda hai. ये एक सोच आती है एग्जाम्पल. सो इन हियर बशीर इज द सब्जेक्ट. बशीर क्या है? वो सब्जेक्ट है, वो तो उसकी बात हो रही है. सो थॉट वर्थलेस पर्सन इज द प्रेडिकेट. भाई ये बेकार है, ये उसकी सिफत आप सोच रहे हैं, यानी बुरी सिफत या बुरी अबराई उसकी. एक तो है बशीर, एक वो बुरा बंदा है. तो बुरा होना, ये उस सिफत आप उसकी सोच रहे हैं, बुरी सिफत. बशीर थॉट जो है ना, पहला सोच का हिस्सा, फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ थॉट इज द बशीर, द सो एंड सो. सेकेंड इज यू मेंशनिंग अ बैड क्वालिटी अबाउट हिम इन योर माइंड, ही इज बैड पर्सन. फॉर एग्जाम्पल इज द वर्ड दैट अफर्म द लिंक बिटवीन द सब्जेक्ट एंड द प्रेडिकेट. दिस वर्ड मे ऑल्सो बी एम्प्लाइड एंड नॉट मेंशन वर्बली. तो बशीर इज वर्थलेस पर्सन, इज द लिंक. यू सी दैट्स हाउ द थॉट्स इज डेवलपिंग. इफ द लिंक इज ब्रोकन, यू ब्रोकन द थॉट रियली, और यू ब्रेक एनीथिंग ऑफ दिस फोर, द थॉट प्रोसेस कैन स्टॉप. द थॉट प्रोसेस कैन स्टॉप, सोच खत्म हो जाएगी. वो चार से ज्यादा इन चीजों में से किसी को भी तोड़ दो, वो खत्म हो जाएगी. So, Bashir is a bad person. So these are three things. Bashir is the person you're talking about. Is you're linking it with the bad quality. And fourth one is, I believe it. Because you think, it's your assumption. It's your assumption. I believe it is the conviction or confirmation that the link is true. So you believe the link is true. That's what's called bad opinion. Bad opinion. That's why we say you shouldn't have bad opinion of Muslims, bad opinion of people. And how bad opinion happens is with these four things. Awliya Allah, they don't let these things link. They separate them. They actually disturb and the sequence of it at the very final, initial stage. So the shaitan cannot play with that thought then. But we take that full thought assumption, yes, he must have done this, he is wrong. Many, many assumptions, many, many things you have done there. So then it says, these four parts make up the complete thought. These four parts do not happen simultaneously, but happen sequentially in time, one after time. In order to suppress thoughts, the person must learn how to break this natural four-part process when it first starts. So when the subject is first visualized in the mind. So how you do it? For example, this is the thought. Yeh dekhe, that the vaswasa. This is the thought there. If you deal with it at that level, it has four parts. One, two, three, four parts. It's going to vanish away. It can't exist. Like water, for example, kehte hai water jo hai, the chemical makeup we see, wo oxygen, hydrogen atoms hai usme, oxygen hai, two hydrogen, one oxygen atom. To uske bagair pani ban nahi sakta. Agar ek atom bhi aap plug kar le, to pani nahi reh sakta. Oxygen, if you separate, becomes hydrogen. Hydrogen ko pahe to oxygen reh jata hai, pani nahi, water. So the thought consists of these four atoms. One you take away, the sequence breaks. Bas aap aage jate hi nahi, bura khyal aur bura gumaan nahi rakhte. Lekin hum to wahan sochte nahi, hum to wahan machine gun hoti hai, sochu ki maar rahe hain dusre par ye. Woh aisa hi hoga. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, inna ba'da zanni ism. So a person should deal with in the initial stage. So in order to suppress thought, so a person should learn this. How? This can be learned. Ye practice kar sakta hai by constant day long practice for about half a year, 6 months they have said. But we say about 30 days. In our course, in 30 days this is achieved. The first level of purification. This is done by invoking a blank state in the mind which crowds out the bad thoughts, subject and predicate every single time the bad thought starts occurring from the time the person wakes up until the time goes back to sleep. This is one way. Second way to do is, or it can be learned by placing oneself in extreme difficult situations. Supervised, continuous, solitary remembrance of Allah, khalwat, for a few days. As such will lead to a state of shock in which thoughts stop. Then the person can attempt to constantly stay in the state of shock by repeating his previous difficult activity. But this is a really difficult exercise. In that Tariqah Muhammadiyya course, very easily a person is asked that for 30 days you just observe any sinful thought, any bad thought comes, just don't entertain it, just as you reject it. You do it 30 days day in, day out, the mind becomes trained then, to some extent. Then there are next levels of purification. Then he says something more about thoughts, but we can go in the details of the 10 levels of purification of mind, that how you can then connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ایک یہ بھی ہے, ہاؤ یو کین کنیکٹ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان طریقہ محمدیا. وی کین ناٹ گو ان ڈیٹیل آف دوز 10 لیولز. آفٹر اے پرسن ہیز کلیئرڈ ہز مائنڈ, ہی ڈزنٹ انٹرٹین بیڈ تھاٹس, ہی از ٹاٹ دا ٹیکنیک ہاؤ یو کین ریمبر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ایون تھرو ورلڈلی ایکٹیویٹیز. So for example, you are working, you are going out, you are walking, you are cooking, you are cleaning, you are doing business. Even those things can remind you of Allah by using that technique. And what is that technique? We cannot go in detail. Very simply I mentioned, technique is that whenever you do something lawfully, you are going to sleep, you are going to eat, you are going to meet a person, you are going to wherever, in the heart you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me goodness in whatever I'm going to do and save me the evil of it, what I'm going to do. This thought connects you with Allah. For example, you're going to meet a person, you're going on an interview, you say, oh Allah, in the heart only, enable me to speak rightly, if this job is better for me, give me. So these thoughts are going to connect you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is misbehaving with you, he is swearing at you, you still can apply this in the heart, say, oh Allah, let this person stop, save him from these bad things, bad speech and the effects of shaitan, and give me sabr, for example, you can apply. Even if you are going to toilet, you still pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a state of mind that connecting with Allah you can, at the second level you can acquire. So whatever worldly, you are making sandwiches or you are making whatever cars, you are going to your work, or a letter comes in the post, you can think, you can train your mind to say, Allah, save me from, if I have any evil in there, save me and give me the grant, the good, and if there is any problem, help me if the letter is regarding that. Anything you can apply this. And then whole of your working life, cleaning, household cleaning, bringing up children, they all connect you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you do it in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ye to ho gaya, very briefly touching upon the second stage of purification and the second major level of Miraj. After that, you see, we started from here, we've gone to the seven skies, seven organs of the body, then the purification of the mind and mind. Where did Prophet ﷺ go after? آپ علیہ السلام اس کے بعد کہاں تشریف لے گئے؟ اس کے بعد, after this, Rasulullah ﷺ went towards where Jibreel علیہ السلام could not go, towards the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beyond Sidratul Muntaha, beyond the Lord tree where the house of Jibreel is, where Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam lived, even beyond that Rasulullah alayhi salam went towards the meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, toward the Arsh of Allah. So what is the Arsh for us? What is the Arsh for us? Throne for us. For Arsh, for us, the throne is our heart, purification of the heart. Purification of the heart is the throne for us. دل کو پاک کر لینا, یہ ہمارا, ہم گویا عرش پر پہنچ رہے ہیں. دماغ کو پاک کرنا, گویا بیت المامور پر پہنچ رہے ہیں. دل کو پاک کرنا, یہ گویا عرش پر, we are going on the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means the purification of the heart. So purification of the heart from bad qualities. What are those bad qualities and those things? Now we are going to go towards them, what we need to clear. So if you turn to the page which we were reading first, page number 323, and from the note we'll start from 2643.
The person traveling the path must try to bring to mind throughout the entire day that Allah is watching over his creation and that he knows all. The person traveling the path must continue to do this until there are no periods of time.
Basically, this is the purification of the mind in Tariqah Muhammadiyah, level 5. In that, a person tries to achieve this. There are 10 levels in level 5, and also from the beginning, person tries to achieve this state. Allah is with me, Allah is all aware, watching over His creation and me, and he develops this quality that most of the day he stays in this thought. He's dealing with people, but through Allah's presence. He's speaking with people through Allah's presence. He's talking, he's doing work, everything, but through Allah's presence. It's like his everything filters through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. Now we are coming to the important part of the states of the heart. So the feet is quite simple, not traveling, not driving, not traveling towards places of sin to meet unlawfully people and do any unlawful acts. So the person traveling the path must watch over his heart all day long and make sure that it does not go into the following 20 major unlawful states or qualities. 20 jo hai gunah hai, jo dil ke gunah hai. 20 bad qualities of the heart and soul of a person should stop, purify. That's what purification of the heart refers to. To wo ab hum padhenge. Yes, number one. Yeah.
Number one, showing off for people by performing acts of worship for them. Rather, all acts must be done for Allah alone.
So what does this mean? This means riya, that you are worshipping Allah, but internally you are trying to achieve fame and name and praise from people. You are praying, you are doing, giving charity, doing good deeds, and working, teaching, learning Quran, teaching Quran, or helping the needy and poor. But in mind, back of mind, you have, people will praise me, I'm going to get a good name. This is called riya. So you are not really worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly you are worshipping Allah, and inside you are worshipping yourself. Bahir se to Allah ki ibadat kar raha banda, aur andar se apni ibadat kar raha. Isko kehte hai riya, ostentation, showing off, doing is for other people the good deeds. Acha, number two,
conceit or feeling that one is doing.
I stand slowly and very clearly.
Conceit or feeling that one is doing a tremendous good by worshipping Allah. Rather, it is Allah's favor on the servant that he is letting the servant worship him.
This is called ujub as well, that feeling that one is doing a tremendous good by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it is Allah's favor on the servant that he is letting the servant worship him. Because we sometimes enter into this state. People tend to think, I am doing some favor to Allah. I am experiencing hardship and I am doing favor. And I explained the other day that no person does favor to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, you are doing it for yourself, you are the beneficiary, not Allah. Man amila salihan fali nafsi. Whoever does amali salihah, he is doing good to himself. He is taking himself in Jannah, not Allah in Jannah. Allah is free from these things. Woman asa'a fa alayha. And who does bad, it is the sin will be upon him. Like I mentioned, the some punishment of the grave of a singing person. Aapko bataya hai, to wo ab usko nuksan ho raha hai. Dusre to DVD aur CD khareed rahe hai. Main fan hu, aapka bhi wohi natija hoga, agar aise hi rahe. Agar fan bante rahe, unhi ke saath hashar hoga. Jiske fan hoga, usi ke saath lagoge. Seedhi baat hai. Rasulullah SAW said, Al-mar'u ma' man ahab. Every person will be the one who is his fan of. And the Sahaba became very happy. Ya Rasulullah, we are very happy today because we are your fan. We love you more than him. We will be with you. Or jo ye fan hu, ye actor mera ideal hai, ye hai, wo hai, fran hai, wo unhi ke saath rahenge. Qiyamat wale din aur hashar bhi unhi ke saath. They will be resurrected and treated with them like they will be treated. ایسے لوگوں کو چھوڑ دو, ایسے لوگوں کو فینوا, they are models to hell. یہ ماڈل, یہ گانے بجانے اور یہ فیشن ماڈل, یہ سارے جو ہیں یہ جہنم میں لے جائیں گے آپ کو, اور ان کو بھی سزا, آپ کو بھی سزا. تو یہاں یہ بتایا گیا کہ that don't come into this state that you are doing any favor to Allah or His deen or the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam or to the pious. You are doing good for yourself. آپ ڈاکٹر کے پاس جا کے ڈاکٹر آپ پر احسان کرتا ہے یا آپ ڈاکٹر پر احسان کرتے ہیں؟ When you go to the doctor, do you do a favor to him? جی ڈاکٹر جی میں آیا ہوں, it's a great favor, I've come to visit you. Or he is doing favor to you, he's treating you. اسی طرح اللہ کے سامنے جو بندہ عبادت کرتا ہے اس کی بیماریاں دور ہوتی ہیں, his illnesses are removed. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس کی ہدایت لیتے ہیں, your illnesses are removed, you are giving good qualities to the مشائخ and اولیاء and اساتذہ. You go, they facilitate, they purify you. وہ تو آپ کا تزکیہ کرتے ہیں, وہ تو روحانی ڈاکٹر ہے. تو آپ نہ ان پر نہ کسی پر احسان کر رہے ہیں بلکہ اپنے اوپر احسان کر رہے ہیں. اور دنیا کے ڈاکٹر تو فیس بھی لیتے ہیں, وہ یہ مشائخ تو فیس بھی نہیں لیتے. بٹ دا فالس ونڈرز, جو جھوٹے ہیں وہ لیتے ہیں, وہ تو لیتے ہیں بہت پیسے. تو دا پیپل آف دنیا اینڈ انبیاء علیہ السلام آلویز سیڈ لا اسألکم علیہ اجرا, لا اسألکم علیہ اجرا, لا اسألکم علیہ مالا, وی ڈونٹ آسک اینی اجر, اینی مال, اینی منی ان ریٹرن آف دس. دے ڈو اٹ فور, جیسے ان اجری الا علی اللہ, مائی ریوارڈ از اپن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, وٹ ول یو گیو می اف ایون اف یو وانٹ ٹو گیو می. بٹ دیز پیپل آر پیپل آف دنیا, ڈاگز آف دنیا, ہو کم ان دا روبز آف دا پائیس اینڈ لوٹنگ پیپلز منی. Inside they are devil wolves and outside they are in the skins of the robes of Hazrat Khizr. They dress like Hazrat Khizr. Khizr ke libas mein shaitan phir rahe hain. Kyunki logon ko dhokha dena, people are not going to be defrauded if you don't actually condemn. To wo ye dhokha de rahe hain. Aur hamare log bahut sare wo unhi ke paas jaate hain, baba jaan meri madad karo, میرے لیے ذائچہ بناؤ, کیا ہو رہا ہے آج, میرا ستارہ کیا کہہ رہا ہے, جن کو قابو کرو, جن کیا کہہ رہا ہے, میرے لیے استخارہ کرو, میرے ساتھ کیا ہو رہا ہے. اللہ سے تعلق جب تک درست نہیں, کوئی بندہ آپ کی مدد نہیں کر سکتا. اور اللہ سے تعلق یہ ہے کہ اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور نیک لوگوں کے ساتھ جوڑو جو سنت پر چلتے ہیں, جو تمہیں گناہوں سے چھڑا کر نیکیوں کی طرف لانا چاہتے ہیں. وہ تو دوسرے تو ہیں کہتے ہیں سو پن ہمیں دو, تم جاؤ جہنم میں جو مرضی کر رہے ہو, مجھے لڑکی سے عشق ہو گیا ہے, ہاں تمہارے قدموں میں آ جائے گی, تم 500 پاؤنڈ دو. ان کو یہ غرض بھی گناہ کی چیز ہے یا نیکی ہے, وہ کہتے ہاں تمہارے قدموں میں آ جائے گی. حامد کو کنٹرول کرنا ہے, تمہاری انگلیوں پہ ناچے گا, تم بس جو ہے 500 پاؤنڈ سیدھا کرو. اور وہ بے شک کسی سے کمیٹی ہو یا کوئی کسی کہیں سے بھی لے کے وہ اپنا 500 پاؤنڈ دے گی. اللہ کی راہ میں کہو بھائی یہ کتاب, اب یہ فولڈر ہے, میں نے کہا بھائی کسی نے خریدنا ہو تو 1.5-2 پاؤنڈ کا ہے. تو وہ بھی بندہ سوچ رہا ہے لوں یا نہ لوں, اور ان کے لیے ایک فضول ذائچہ جو ہے لے کے, فضول بالکل پیپر وچ از نتھنگ, وہ تعویذ ہی ہوگا, ایسے انہوں نے کچھ بھی نہیں لکھا ہوا, وہ 50 پاؤنڈ دے کے ہاں جی یہ قبول کرو, جی قبول کرو. استغفر اللہ العظیم, یہ دین کی قدر ہے ہماری دین کا. مفتی کوئی مل جائے, مفتی مل جائے, جب تک بندہ پیسہ نہیں خرچ کرے گا دین پر تو قدر نہیں آئے گی. If you don't spend some your money, time and effort, you won't value that thing. Value نہیں آئے گی. اب گاڑی پہ کیونکہ فار ایگزامپل آن دا کار یور سن از دیئر, کار از دیئر, کار آپ لگا 50,000 pound کار, سن از یور سن, پریشیس سن. اب وہ سن جو ہے وہ گاڑی پہ لکیر مارتا ہے, he scratches the car, ایسے لگتا ہے کہ آپ کے دل پر لکیر لگی ہے. Why? Because the love of the car, the effort, the time and money you spend. آپ اس کے کیا پہ تھپڑ جا مارے, ایسا نہ کرنا, کیونکہ یہ ہے وہ تو مفت کا آیا ہوا ہے نا, اس پہ تو پیسے نہیں لگے, وہ تو آپ نے شادی کی آ گیا. اب جو ہے اس پہ جو ہے محنت لگی ہوئی ہے, ایفرٹ لگا ہوا ہے, پتہ نہیں کتنی قسطوں پہ لائی ہوئے ہیں اور کتنی قسطیں ابھی دینی ہیں. میننگ اینی تھنگ حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام سیٹ, یور ہارٹ ول بی ویئر یور منی از, سو سینڈ یور منی ٹو اللہ سو یور ہارٹ آلسو گوز ٹوڈز اللہ, سینڈ یور منی ابو دا ہیون سو یو کین یور ہارٹس انر سیلف کین اسٹے ان ہیون ایز ویل. تو یہ ہوتی ہے کنسیٹ, ناٹ میننگ دا ڈونٹ گو ان ٹو دس اسٹیٹ, بٹ ہاؤ یو ون گیٹس پیوریفائڈ از ناٹ بائی لسننگ. ناؤ you have to practically take the course of self purification and go stage by stage, only then these qualities come in you. We are just mentioning them, some of them. Yes, the number three,
becoming enamored with or relying on something that is not important, for example the world, money, physical strength, etc. rather only Allah should be enamored with and dependent upon.
This means tawakkul, is what kehte hain tawakkul, that reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the possessor of good, honor, shifa, bimari, whatever he wills he can give. Other things are just slaves, sun, moon, stars, people, all other things are tools and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having a reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to have give importance and relying on something that is not even the world, money, physical strength, rather only Allah should be relied upon and dependent upon, that He is the one. For example, if medicine can give you shifa, then every person would have had shifa. They can't. Same people with same disease, they both take medicine and they don't actually, one becomes cured, one doesn't. Same medicine. One person is mentioned some years ago, he killed himself. But, meaning from his own point of view, he killed himself. But you can't even die without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cut his throat and someone came there after some time and there was a doctor in them. He actually saved outwardly him. So he killed himself, but he was saved. So we can't even die without actually, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will. No, we can live. So depend upon Allah. Izzat, honor comes from Allah, not from clothing, cars, money. This is how it looks, but honor does not come like this. There are many, many rich people, they are presidents of the world, millionaires. Do you have more honor of them in your heart or more honor of awliya and anbiya in your heart? Just ask your heart. Ki aapka dil ameeron ka aur jo sadar aur badshah hain unki izzat ehtiram aapke dil mein hai, یا کہ اولیاء اور انبیاء کے عزت احترام. وائل دیز اولیاء اینڈ انبیاء, مینی آف دیم ور ناٹ رچ پیپل آؤٹ ورلڈلی. دس مینز دس اللہ ہو ہیز پٹ آنر ان یور ہارٹ, ہی پٹس آنر ہو ایور ہی ولز آف وٹ ایور ہی ولز. جی جی نمبر فور,
arrogance or thinking that one is worth more than other people or creatures because of some perceived superior quality. For example, having more wealth, being of a more noble lineage or ethnic background, having greater social rank, being physically stronger or braver, being more intelligent, being more beautiful, etc. Rather, the person should know that he, like all of Allah's creations, is merely a slave.
So this refers to takabbur. Ujub ke baad takabbur paida hota hai. When you have become self-centered, then arrogance, takabbur, yet you think you are better than others because of other people. It might be something like wealth, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna Allah la yanzu, Allah does not look at your wealth and your colors and forms and your bodies, walakin yanzuru ila amalikum wa qulubikum, but Allah looks at your deeds and hearts. Or someone can say, for example, that I am more better because noble lineage, ethnic background, maji فلاں بزرگ کی اولاد ہوں, اور اسے متکبر کر رہا ہے دوسرے, اس کی اجازت نہیں ہے. If he is, good for him. It's an honor. But it's not a thing which you should then belittle others. Ethnic background, کوئی کہے جی میں پٹھان ہوں, میں جی پنجابی ہوں, I am بنگالی, I am Indian, I am پاکستانی, I am Arab. Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, کسی کی کوئی کسی عرب کی بھی فضیلت عجم پر نہیں ہے. ہمارا کتنا دماغ پھرا ہوا ہے. ہندوستانی کہتا ہے میں بنگالی سے بہتر ہوں, بنگالی کہتا ہے میں ہندوستانی سے بہتر ہوں, پاکستانی کہتا ہے میں پنجابی سے بہتر ہوں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اپنا فرما رہے ہیں کہ کوئی عرب عجم سے افضل نہیں, کوئی عربی عجمی نہیں, کوئی فضیلت نہیں ہے. عربی ان علی عجمی, نو سپریورٹی اوور عرب اور نان عرب اور نان عرب اور عرب. سو دیز پیپل اسٹل دیز ڈیزیز ایگزٹ. میں جی فلاں علاقے سے ہوں, آئی ایم فرام دیٹ لینیج, میں چودھری ہوں, میں راجا ہوں. نو ہارم ان دیئر فار آئیڈینٹیفیکیشن پرپزز, بٹ اف یو یوز اٹ ایز ایکچولی ٹو بوسٹ اپن ادرز اینڈ تھنکنگ دیٹ او ہی از فرام دیٹ, سو سم پیپل فار ایگزامپل وڈ ناٹ میری اور وڈ ایکچولی سے دیٹ نو وی آر دس از فرام دیٹ ٹرائب, آئی ایم ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو میری اور daughter should marry this person from our tribe, etc. So Rasulullah said fazila is by taqwa only. Taqwa. Ya ayuhan nas, O humanity, O human beings, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa unsa, you have been created from one man and one woman, one female man. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila, you are all ethnic backgrounds and you are different qabilas and tribes and different professions are there just for identification purposes. You can identify each other. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, the most honorable in the sight of Allah is the most muttaqi, the most obedient, the most person who follows sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the most honorable, no matter he is from Africa, from Australia, from America, from England, UK, from wherever they are. They are all sons of Adam, daughters of Hazrat Hawa. تو یہ تکبر کرنا میں نیک ہوں زیادہ یا کوئی اس طرح, بھئی یہ منع ان چیزوں کی بنیاد پر. ہیونگ گریٹر سوشل رینک, بینگ فزیکلی اسٹرانگر اور بریور, بینگ مور انٹیلیجنٹ, بینگ مور بیوٹیفل, دیز آر گفٹس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. یو شوڈ بی رادر مور ہمبل, یہ تو اور عاجزی اختیار کرو. بھی اللہ نے آپ کو انعام دیا ہوا ہے. اچھا جی,
number 5, resentful envy or wishing that another person did not have some good thing that Allah has given him. Rather, the person should be pleased with whatever Allah gives to him and to others.
یہ حسد کور ہو گیا, حسد ہے, jealousy, envy, wishing that another person did not have something good that Allah has given him. Rather, the person should be pleased with whatever Allah gives to him and to others. بندے کو خوش رہیں, اللہ نے جو دوسروں کو اور مجھے دیا ہوا ہے اس سے اس میں راضی رہیں. یہ نہ ہے دوسرے کے پاس کیوں ہے, میرے پاس کیوں نہیں, جو اس کو بھی دے مجھے بھی. اللہ سبحانہ gives me and him as well. And this is the disease which eats up. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said حسد eats up good deeds like fire eats or burns out wood. تو آپ کے حج جو عمرے زکاتیں وہ ساری یہ حسد کھا جائے گا. اس لیے کہتے ہیں تزکیہ بہت ضروری ہے. تزکیہ, دیٹس وائی دیز پارٹس آف تزکیہ نیسسری فار ایوری مسلم. یس.
نمبر 6, malice or harboring ill feelings towards others. Rather, the person should realize that all people are Allah's creation and as they are for a higher purpose. Number 7,
yes,
anger for other than Allah's sake. Rather, the person should try his best to restrain anger and change his mode of thought. Number 8, being unhappy with what Allah sent or decreed. Rather, the person should accept and feel tranquil with all things good and bad that are from Allah. Number 9, fearing poverty. Rather, the person should know that his sustenance has been already written and decreed by Allah. Number 10, loving wealth. Rather, the person should stop loving everything besides Allah and besides the acts the people Allah loves.
ٹھیک ہے, جزاکاللہ. So this is loving wealth and money. حب الدنیا رأس كل خطیہ, this is the mother of all evils, love of دنیا, حب الدنیا. Because actually then a person doesn't think of halal, haram, relative or not relative. He just want dunya. He can kill people, he can defraud people, he can even do zulm on the oppression upon the poor and needy. Now he, nothing can stop. As I said, Hazrat Ali Khawas said, the love of dunya is like loving the daughter of shaitan. And if you love him, you marry him. If you marry the daughter of shaitan, which is dunya, then shaitan becomes your father-in-law, and daughter and father-in-law together are going to actually destroy you. Aaj yahi cover karte hai, 10 inshallah we'll cover next. But these are the very, we have touched upon the states and qualities of the heart which are dangerous, which are bad qualities, which shouldn't be there. And this is, don't forget, the Miraj, the third stage of the purity, like reaching the throne of Allah. This is the lesson for us in there. Now we'll take any question if you have.
Well, just as a reminder, if anyone would like to ask questions, please raise your hand and ask questions related to today's topic.
Wa alaikum salam.
When you were discussing doing good things like charity works and bad thoughts come into your mind consciously and similarly in the prayers, etc. I'm aware of it. Ignore them and then carry on. But I'm just quickly worried about things coming when you're doing charity works and say good things comes and you start those thoughts come to mind in your mind. How do you deal with that?
Bad thoughts, like what comes, for example, when one is doing charity?
For example, you're doing good things for others and you are superior.
Okay. So a person who is doing worships or any act of worship or charity work, and then he starts thinking, thoughts come in him that you are doing it for other people, you are superior. What is that? You see, the thought can come, as I say, the thought you are not responsible for. It can come from shaitan, it can come from nafs. But how you react and deal with it, that's what's going to make it sinful or not. So you react any, for example, you are helping the needy, you should think that this is a blessing from Allah. Allah is facilitating and using me, and I should be more thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who am I actually to give? I could have been in the place of other people. Meaning one should attribute that good quality or which you have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is Allah azza wa jal's ata. It's his. It's like this screen, paper screen, if a picture comes on the screen, and the screen thinks it's me, it's in me, it's me, that's quality is in me. But really the reality is that it is being projected from the camera, and the projector, the screen is empty. So think you are like the screen. We are empty. We knew nothing. We were a drop of water. We were some specks of dust. We're still empty. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is projecting different ni'mas in us. But because we see them in us, like the screen sees the things in them, and it starts thinking, I am the picture. It's in me. It can be deluded. But the person who knows reality, he will not, will say that if he switches off, there will be nothing in the screen. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switches off honor, life, health, money from you, no one has anything. But really, you are asking cure for it, and as I said, the cure is not then theoretically, it's practically when you reach this stage of third level, then the cure is done for the second stage. It can't be, all people are teaching lesson theory, theory, theory. With theory, no one becomes cured. If I give you teachings of, let's say, how to be cured from flu or heart disease, until you follow my plan or whatever diet I give you, no benefit comes by just listening to the lectures. That's happening everywhere. So that's why I encourage you, those people who have not taken the course of self-purification, which really is your journey to Allah, these lectures will not be beneficial for you. So you ask the brothers, meet myself individually, or actually take the course practically you are on the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on Miraj. You start your own Miraj, sit on your Buraq, who is waiting for you day and night, and actually travel before actually Israel travels to you, you travel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
My question is relating to touching of non-mahrams and to do with the shaking of hands, and more specifically to do with situations where we go into things like meetings, for example, and there's four or five people standing there shaking your hands, and one of those persons might be the opposite sex. So you're going along and they all have their hand and you're shaking, and then you come across the opposite sex and they've got their hand out and you shake your hand as well. How do we try and deal with that situation?
Firstly, you should know that touching a non-mahram is unlawful unless it is in like medical nature or something, extreme circumstances. Shaking hands is also unlawful. That's why Rasulullah never did bear of women with hand in hand. He would verbally do it, or actually the mashayikh would sometime give their chadars, they'll hold, the women will hold, or they will have a tub of water and they'll put a hand in there and they'll put a hand in there. For example, there are different ways which without touching, meaning you can amulet. So if it's not allowed for bear, which is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for just shaking hand for the women will not be allowed. But now there are two scenarios. One is this, a Muslim society, people are aware of all things that is wrong, it shouldn't. In those scenarios, the person should abstain completely. The Muslims, they know it's wrong, but they made it as a culture. Now they know when you are going to abstain, they are going to know. They are going to know that you have, why you have done it. And this is your taqwa, and you should abstain actually. And say, you should do what Prophet ﷺ did. He, women also gave her their hand to him as well. آپ علیہ السلام کی طرف بھی عورتوں نے ہاتھ دیا تو آپ علیہ السلام فرمایا میں عورتوں سے مصافحہ نہیں کرتا. لا اصاحب بالنساء, لا اصاحب بالنساء, میں عورتوں سے مصافحہ نہیں کرتا. آپ بھی اسی طرح کہہ دے بھائی میں عورتوں سے ہاتھ نہیں ملاتا, یہ منع ہے, جس طرح حضور علیہ السلام نے فرمایا. وہ تو ہے کہ بھائی آپ رہ رہے ہیں مسلم سا جن کو پتا ہے, اور لائک دس ناؤ دیئر سیناریوز لائک یو آر ان نان مسلم کنٹری, پیپل آر ناٹ نو, دے ڈونٹ نو ایٹ آل. For them as well, if you are, you know you are going for meeting, best thing you avoid. For example, you can beforehand mention to them, their director, they ask if there are any needs and things, the specifics, and say that I don't want to offend anyone or anything, but this is the rules of our religion, and this is for respecting women. Because this is to respect women, we don't touch them. It's not that we disrespect them, if you can mention it. So you can pre-mention it, but if you come to such weak state that actually you cannot really, you are embarrassed and you feel that, you know, you are just pressurized to do it, then if you do it at that time, because they don't know anything, still it will be makruh, it will be, it's not allowed. But after that, nicely, very nicely, tenderly, gently mention that I've done something which is not normally allowed, normally I do, and this is in order to respect women, so in future please excuse me of this, and explain to them, so that you will meet again and again and they will know. So this is the scenario. Firstly, the Muslim who knows, avoid them completely. Non-Muslim, explain to them before. If not, you are not able to explain, once you've done it, after that, say that, and they will appreciate you more that you've done something, you know, which you don't do normally for them, just to make them, they can give a good, you can say, example of Islam, good name of Islam.
Thank you.
For example, someone was given a medal or by queen. The queen gave medals and OBEs and all these things. Or in a, so someone was given a special gift that he should go and get it from queen, the medal. And he was a Muslim, he went there. And the queen wanted to shake hand, and he did not shake hand with the queen. He said, it's not allowed for us. He took the medal, but he did not. This is not something to laugh, but something to cry. We are shaking hand with every petty woman and someone who actually lives here in these countries. And the queen didn't mind. She said, that is very respectful. That you stand by your values, what your religion teaches. We start out there.
If somebody does get a bad, evil, unwanted thought during the day of zikr, and they manage to remove it by redirection, at that moment in time, do we need to say astaghfirullah in our heart and mind, or do we just pretend it never happened?
If they are doing zikr, then they are already in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prayer. They don't, for example, need istighfar. They are already in remembrance of Allah. But if they were just sitting, doing nothing or doing any worldly activity and these thoughts, then yes, astaghfirullah wa atubu alayhi. It means that, oh Allah, I ask forgiveness from this bad thought and I turn to you. So a person can do. But if you are already doing prayer and zikr, then you shouldn't do istighfar because that can affect your prayer. Can break you, or in the heart, you already remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are already in connection with Allah, so astaghfar connects you with Allah. But if you are in another activity and then this happens, then you do astaghfar. Yes.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
You mentioned about thoughts that you're not simple for thoughts that you're not responsible for. How do you distinguish between thoughts that you are responsible for and thoughts that you are not responsible for?
Okay. How you distinguish between thoughts which you are responsible for and which you are not responsible for? And the brother is mentioning that I mentioned that we are not responsible for some thoughts, and the distinguishing is very easy. Any thoughts which are involuntary thoughts, you are not responsible for. That's how you distinguish. Voluntary thoughts, you are responsible for. Or in some cases, if the thought is involuntary in the beginning, so shaitan puts something in your mind, evil, you are not sinful for that. But then voluntarily you extend and you make an extension out of, you plan it. That the moment where your intention and your power of voluntarily you will enter in that thought, that moment of time you will become responsible. That moment of time. Unless, otherwise if it's unintentional, coming million times, it's not bothered. But then shaitan puts a thought about, let's say, a new film has come out, or about some unlawful activity, or defrauding someone. You are not sinful for that. But rather you will get virtue for disrupting it. You will get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by suppressing it even. But if you think, hey, yes, that's a good idea, it never came in mind before, I should now think how you can do. Then actually from that moment, you are responsible. And if you still suppress it, after, you still get reward. But once you do the action, then you get the thought of the sin as well as the action. Once you put it into action, then you get the thought of the sin as well, and action. But if before putting into action, you neutralize it, then it is a great reward for you. As I said, the Prophet ﷺ said, no matter what bad thought is coming, if you don't put into action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven to my ummah. All those, actually, person is liable for punishment, but Allah has forgiven out of His grace and mercy, that I'm not going to punish you upon your thoughts. But inshallah, if you take the course of purification, then this is going to, if you will know it more detail and practically you can learn how to
really keep your mind pure.
The question is relating to, as your good self was mentioning, that people who create music and rubbish films and filth and all the rest of it, when the end users use those films and music, then the producers will get the same punishment. What I want clarification for the record is that the people who are involved in the distribution and the shops and the shop sellers, they will be punished exactly the same. Can you please clarify?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best judge. Everyone will be punished according to their level of contribution and involvement. So there will be different degrees. For example, Rasulullah SAW mentioned punishment for alcohol, that anyone who makes alcohol, who sows plants so the grapes for alcohol, who transports alcohol, who actually 10 type of people, they said they all in the punishment. So a person should be very careful, but obviously to the degree you are involved, your punishment is going to be according to that. So the most difficult question regarding this is, what can you do that if you have been singing or doing something, distributing things and in this business, and now people will listen to you even though you've died or you've repented, then the ulama has said, if a person repents sincerely and according to his ability, he make announcement that whoever have my song and things, that I am not responsible, I ask you to destroy it, and wherever he has given contracts, he takes them back, whatever he is able to, he destroys and makes announcement in public announcement, and that I have repented and this is sin. After that, then this person will not be punished if he dies. So there is a way out for these people, but if they without repenting they die like Kabil died, so then they will keep on getting sin.
Normally my purification is the second stage of the self-purification course. So I was just thinking for the benefit of viewers online, maybe for this who haven't started the course or who might not be starting the course or here, would be an idea just to give a quick summary of, I'm just looking at the picture on the wall now, of that, maybe a 5-minute summary. I don't know if that would be beneficial.
Really, I have given the two levels of basic. They are the basic. We are not here to go into details, of course. Whoever wants to watch the DVD, come to us. We are to cover the main parts of just touching upon this is purification of the mind, and that's how you do it, and that's the benefits of it. This is purification of the heart. These things you shouldn't have. These things you should have. We are covering those things. We are not going into. If you ask me, I can go in one of these details and spend so much time in there. I would like to do, and I even feel that I don't want to, but we won't cover anything. So the two basic level I've already gone through. That firstly is that for 30 days, the first level of purification, we are not presenting the course of purification to people here. We are teaching you the tools who are on it and who want to convey it to others. So if other people who are onlookers don't understand, I don't mind, it's not for them. For them it is different discourses, which is actually for purification or for presentation of the course. This, but I still will say that I've already mentioned that the first stage, that for 30 days a person is asked to stop from sinful thought, entertaining it, and 30 days they actually practice that. And for more second stage is how they can positively connect their mind to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger. How they do that is that through every worldly activity, whatever, from getting up to going to toilet to wherever they are going, into war or whatever, they can use their heart and mind to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask goodness from Him and ask Him from save them from the evil of that action. So in worldly activities they can connect to Allah, and the first stage disconnects them from all sinful, and then their levels I think if anyone reaches these two, is also saved from hell. Others are just for spiritual progression. Inshallah, this is a prayer of yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And really, this is the, like you are saying, the knowledge which our youth, women at home, other people outside, even non-Muslims, they can't disagree with these things. They need these things as well. They want these things as well for their generations, for their to be a good citizen of the country, to be a good Muslim, you need this thing, to be successful in Akhirah. You need, so we, that's what I am saying, that you focus, people who are here, you are more important, you understand or not. So from tomorrow, I want all of you to understand, no matter onlookers here on the internet, people who come first day, I'm not bothered, I'm not sitting for them, so I'm sitting for you, because I give discourses, 6-7 discourses all through the week, and they are for normal people, some, but these are for you. So I want you to understand the four ingredients of the thought. Every one of you discuss it between yourself or however until tomorrow. What you cover kiya hai na, the subject, the predicate, and the link, and the result, which have been mentioned. वो तो समझने की कोशिश करो जो यहाँ आए हुए हैं लोग. इनको तो समझ आए ना. If you understand, you can explain to others as well. वो जो four things हैं, what, how a thought is made of, how to disrupt and suppress it, and how to learn that art. And if you try it, you will see wonders, that it just breaks up the sequence, because Shaitan puts these things as full whole, as a whole in us, and we take it as a whole. But if we know how to actually disintegrate it, then he can't become very successful. So inshallah, you, what you are saying, it is necessary. That's why the whole world is waiting. And they want people, human beings, jinnat, others, they want actually to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they want to become good Muslim, they want to become good husband and wife, or good human being, good citizen. But all in the world is happening is only theory is given to them. Lecture after lecture, books after books, channels after channel, but no practical guidance where which they can concrete, which they can develop over 1-2 years, and be of those pious people. And you can be, why you don't become the tool of it? According to your level, you can become tool of it, benefit yourself and others. So that's why I encourage you to participate in the trips which we going to Saudi Arabia, to Morocco, to Pakistan, to give this message, because some people will accept this message, some people will still not, don't. But we are giving the message for those people who will accept, and it's our duty to convey the message to others who won't. And regarding this, there is a conference going on, peace conference on 24th September, which the brothers announced. Normally, we are on Umrah on these days when this conference takes place, Al-Hidayah, and after Shaykhul Islam, Tahirul Qadri, Muddazirul Ali, and other ulama who are doing it, to call non-Muslims and Muslims and to present Rasulullah's message of peace for all, how he gave the message of peace to humanity, and how humanity can come in peace by following the Prophet ﷺ. So Hindus, Buddhists, they all will be invited, and then they will be presented the teachings of Rasulullah. So there will be maybe 10,000-12,000 people. So, and they've only a nominal, they have put a £10 fee, £10 ticket in Wembley Arena. So most of us, if we are 100-150 people of us, our men and women can go. They go, put a stall there as well, mix and mingle in the people, listen to yourself, for yourself, with non-Muslim, as well as there will be Muslim, about 10,000. It's a good opportunity to give them the message practically, the leaflets, plus listen to the ulama and others. So this kind of opportunity is coming here. Many people can't go in other countries. So they can get the benefit from here. By London, chale jayen, coach kara le, ya car pe chale jayen, aur apna usme daawat de, 10,000 banda katha hai, 12,000, how much harder it will be to reach 12,000 people on your own? You go to so many cities, and but there are 12,000 people together. So they listen to the message of the Prophet ﷺ, personality, and then get the message of the method and the tariq of Rasulullah ﷺ, if they can get. So with it, we are not going to present, the course is not there, but you can give the message to the audience, people sitting here, and people who just come to visit that place. And then their trips coming to Pakistan, America, Canada, Morocco, Japan, Turkey, these, so wherever you can participate according to your financial and other, but get your name into those people, that when a person meets Rasulullah ﷺ, he recognizes you, that you are one of those people who have traveled for his deen as well, and leaving your children and families behind and sacrificed him. Because these people will be very close to Prophet ﷺ. So, this is 24 September, this is a Dawah opportunity for you and participation. And they have also invited us to do participation. And then there are many, every month, brothers go here, Birmingham, London, and to different places in Jamaat, weekend. There's Monday's gathering, Thursday's gathering. That is the way to participate. Now, the good news is about similar thickness book and similar course have been prepared for children as well of purification, men and women. Brother Yasser and Qasim has been working more than 1 year. Now, it just needs printing. Now we are finding a printer for it from here or Pakistan who can print it well. So for that one, course will be for children. It is a watered down version which even 7-8 years old can understand. Whole of the course. There are sheets for them, there are zikrs for them, there are levels for them, but at their level. So they can from very young age become acquainted with it, and then inshallah, when they will get adult or 14, then they can go on the actual course. So, wo bhi hai, wo bhi dekhein. There is a habit upstairs if you want to have a look at it. So, ye hai abhi phailane ka bhi, bachchon mein bhi phailane ka tarika, aurton, ladkiyon ke liye bhi aur ladkon ke liye bhi. So, this is something which we leave as a legacy behind, conveying the message. That's what Rasulullah left. He left a book and he left a message and a way and a methodology and his sayings. And people from centuries are benefiting. If you do that, also people will benefit over centuries and you will get the reward for it and you will get actually higher level closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we are going to live? But Iqbal is saying 60, I am 40, you are 30, you are 20. Time is flying very quickly and soon we are going to be in the graves. And then we won't get this opportunity to come back. Even if we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every minute we will be giving da'wah and practicing deen, we are not going to get. Now we have, and we are sleeping. Jazakallah, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Astaghfirullah.